Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Are you still in church? Fantastic. Well, it's a blessing to be here. Tell your neighbor, you're blessed to know an important person like me. I mean, introduce yourself to him in case he doesn't know who you are. Tell him I'm a very, very rich person in case you haven't met me before. Please talk to him. Tell him your name, who you are. Tell him, I want to show you how blessed I am and how rich I am. I want to sow a seed of 200 cedis into your life right now. What a shock. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Amen. Well, we are blessed to be here. And it's a joy that we can come to church at a time like this. And a very rainy morning. I'm told that so many of the buses and trotters are broken down on the way. I think we should do a demonstration and block the main road so they come and repair our roof for us. I'll lead the demonstration, I tell you. I mean, what type of country is it that you have to demonstrate before they come and do your road for you? I mean, that's what I don't understand. Eh? Your road, you have to block the main road. You block the Kasua main road. What do you think? Yeah. And then tell them they should come and repair our road for us. That's a language that people understand. It's a pity. May God have mercy on us. Are you there? But I see you driving a four-wheel drive. It will be common in this church. I said it will be common in this church. Amen. So it's a blessing to have all of you in church. And I believe that God is gracious and God has blessed us to see a good day. Amen. And God has a word for us. Today is Healing Jesus Sunday. Now, the solar guys, you did a fantastic job. Clap your hands for the solar. Next time, it happens during the long holiday. So next time, those who are completing JSS, SHS, that is the season that we have, we call School of Life and Godliness. How to live a godly life. All right. And also know how to live real life. So come along. Now we are going to pray for all those who are going to school. Some are going to university. Some are going to SHS. Before the service closes, we'll call you and pray for you. But God be with you. You'll be a shining light in your schools. Can I have an amen? But please be seated for a minute. It's a Healing Jesus Sunday. So welcome back. Amen. And I believe that there are a few things we do. We are not taking too much time this morning. I don't intend to preach at all. Just say one or two things for 1 or 2 hours. Okay. Fantastic. But let's watch a short 5 minutes clip for us. Okay, let's go. Turn off the lights and let's watch it. Thank you. Wonderful. Clap your hands for the Lord. Wow. About a month ago, or 3 weeks ago, the evangelist, bishop and founder, he was in having a crusade, some crusades in Namibia, and he led the president of Namibia to Christ. Amen. It's a blessing. And thousands of people gave their life to Christ. A few days ago, was invited to Nicaragua. That is a few days ago. And he explained to President Ortega, the president of Nicaragua, salvation, and led he and his wife to give their life to Christ. It's a blessing. Are you clapping? You're clapping. Clap properly. Bible says, kings shall come into thy light. I believe that many, not just presidents, but ordinary people also are meeting Christ, and lives are being turned around through the ministry of the Healing Jesus Crusade and the evangelists. And we bless God for his life. Somebody shout amen. Are you excited to be part of this ministry that we set, as it were, embarking on this major, and doing this major outreaches? Many churches and ministries have stopped doing crusades and reaching out to people because the vision of others has not entered the hearts of people. May we never abandon missions and abandon soul winning. Can I have your loudest amen? Are you still here? So just as an introduction, I'll ask you to turn the Bible to 1 Samuel chapter 25. 1 Samuel chapter 25, and we are looking at from verse number 4. 1 Samuel chapter 25, and from verse number 4. Right. Let's read. Okay, let me read for you quickly because quite up to 12. So listen, you can watch, come along, watch the screen and us read together. And David heard in the wilderness that Nabal did share his sheep, a man called Nabal did share his sheep. And David sent out 10 young men. And David said unto the young men, get you up to Carmel and go to Nabal and greet him in my name. And thus shall ye say to him that liveth in prosperity, peace be both to thee and peace to thine house. May you live in prosperity in Jesus' name. You will live in prosperity. If you didn't say amen, then you want to live in poverty. I said you will live in prosperity. God will give you a nice house to live in. God will give you a good family. God will give you a nice car to drive. Your car will not be breaking down all the time. Do you believe it? God will settle everything around you. Shout amen again. Bible says that you see a man who liveth in prosperity. You see, God wants you to do well. God doesn't want your life to crumble. He doesn't want you to live a beggarly life. He doesn't want you always to be scraping the under of the pan for the jollof rice, the under. You know what I'm saying? That is not supposed to be a lifestyle. It's a delicacy. You know what I'm saying? The under of the jollof is a delicacy. So we eat it not because we lack, but because of the delicacy. This day, the way they cook it, it doesn't burn. The rice cooker, it doesn't let the under burn. Does it burn? It doesn't burn. But when the angwa, you know what I'm saying? When the angwa has gone under the thing, no, hey, you scrape the under, say wow, and it is crispy. Oh, it's not a simple thing. And the side also, you scrape the side and the under. Oh, as I'm talking, for my mouth is even wet. I tell you, the oil has gone into the rice proper. And they say fried rice. You know what fried rice? Nowadays, the bench one is a fried one. From the side and the under, I tell you, powerful. It's all good. Kamzo. What a shock. brutal, but it's just a delicacy. Am I talking to anybody here? You will prosper and do well. You have washing machine in your house. Are you there? You have, what do you need in your house? Dryer. You have dishwasher in your house. You know what a dishwasher is? When you eat, you don't use support and tissue. You just put it in a grrr, and a chain is washed. It will happen in your life practically. Yeah. You have microwave. You have, some years ago, I was counseling a couple who wanted to get married, and I asked the man, if Jesus appears to you the day before your wedding and says, I want to give you a wedding present, what would you ask? The gentleman said, I'll ask Jesus for video deck. Today, we don't use video decks again. What a shock. Ask Jesus for something real. But God will prosper you. Put that scripture up. We are reading on. Bible says that the man liveth in prosperity, and you greet him and say, peace be both to thee and peace to thine house. May God give you peace in your house. And peace be unto all that thou hast. Because you can also have and not have peace to enjoy it. I see God giving you peace. Say, I receive it. May God give you peace in your office. There's somebody who is being tormented in your office. May God settle every trouble around you. May God give you peace all around. There's somebody who is raising up who doesn't like you. You don't know why. But I pray for you today. May God, I speak peace into your life. In the name of Jesus. You will do well. Say, I will do well. I will go forward. Say, I will have peace in my life. So for the way you're saying it, you don't believe it, isn't it? Say, I will have peace in my life. Amen. Your wife will give you peace. Your husband will give you peace. Your children will give you peace. Sometimes I hear people saying, hey, these children, they will kill me. Oh, your children will not kill you. They will be a blessing to you. I met a young man who told me, he and the mother, we met them in Fiji. The woman said, when I gave birth to my son, if I knew that is how he was going to turn out, I should have squeezed him between my legs and made him and killed him. If I knew that this my son would torment me, become an armed robber, a drug person, and cause me so much shame and embarrassment, I should have squeezed him between my legs. And the son got and said, yes, it's true. My mother told me that I should not have lived one day if she knew that's how I was going to turn out. But today, this gentleman is born again, serving God, become a pastor, become a missionary. I see God intervening in your life. Amen. Now, let's read on quickly. I'm not preaching at all. The Bible says, verse 7. Now, you see, David has sent 10 men to this man called Nabal and said, you are living well, things are going on well, and all that, and peace be to you. And now I have heard that thou hast shearers. Now the shepherds which were with us, we heard them not. Neither was there aught missing. This version, this is not the version that Paul used. So you the one that Paul used, a more modern version. The King James one is a little different. Okay. I'm told that it is sheep sharing time. Sheep sharing time. While your shepherds stayed among us near Carmel, we never harmed them, and nothing was ever stolen from them. May nobody steal anything from you. What is yours will be yours. And now look on the next verse. Ask your own men, and they will tell you this is true. So would you be kind to us, since we have come at a time of celebration? Please share any provisions you have. You might have on hand with us and with our friend David. Right. Now in the next verse. David's young men gave this message to Nabal in David's name. And they waited for a reply. They waited for a reply. Tell your neighbor that the bishop is waiting for a reply. No, hold the shoulder and shake him and say, bishop is waiting for a reply. I am sent by the evangelist to come on this Healing Jesus Sunday to come and ask you, I've come in a good day. Can I have an amen? I've come to the Kadesh on a good day. Today is a good day. And he says that, look, he has been a good pastor to us. He has loved us. He has looked after us as a shepherd that God has given this ministry. He has given you good pastors. He sent me here. He sent Bishop Pazzi here. He sent wonderful pastors to all of us. And he says that I've come in a good day. And he said, all I'm asking you is to, it's a day of celebration. Please share your little blessing with us so that we can continue to preach. So that we can continue to evangelize and go to other places. There's so many nations that must be touched. There's so many people that need Christ. There's so many cities and towns and villages that Healing Jesus Crusade must go to. And so he has sent me, like one of the 10 people, to come and ask you, would you share a little blessing with Healing Jesus Crusade? And the Bible says they waited for a reply. I'm waiting for a reply. Amen. Tell another person, the bishop is waiting for a reply. Amen. That is what happened. Now, go on the next verse. Verse 10. Who is this fellow, David? Nabal sneered to the young men. Do you understand what he says, sneer? He sneered to the young men. Who does this son of Jesse think he is? Who does Bishop Doug think he is? There are a lot of servants these days who run away from their masters. What a shock. Verse 11. Should I take my bread and my water and my meat that I have slaughtered for my shearers and give it to a band of outlaws who come from who knows where? That is getting serious. Hey, people, their mouth is very hard. 1 year, yo, pa, I'm telling you. You ask, make a small request. Now you're insulting me and my father and ancestors. You have added everybody to the insults. Who knows where they are coming from? Who is this son of Jesse? And some people, they are good at insults, I tell you. They rattle insult like a rhyme. Hey. If you meet people like you know you are nothing. So when they are dressing you up, they'll look at you from top to bottom. Look at you. Look at you. Look at you. A son of a thousand fathers. That's somebody's insult to another person. A son of a thousand fathers. What does it mean? It means that you don't know who your fathers are. Plenty. Plenty. Your mother hasn't told you who your real father is. A son of a thousand fathers. This boy, you have a trouble. Sir. Are you there? Go home. No, I'm telling you. Especially ladies, they know how to, when they insult, they can insult you. They will say and then they will add. Hey, when you're in the den and one bin, do you understand? How did they cook it that it didn't cook? That's what it means. What a shock. I'm telling you, from ladies, when they self come, their weapons are like their mouth. Yes. I tell you. But in this case, bless God, was a man, not a woman. Ladies, you shall shout it, amen. It was a man who was misbehaving here. Men can also misbehave. Yeah. Some men can call their wives. You are prostitutes. I mean, swine. How do you marry a swine? You know what a swine? You know what a swine is? What's a swine? A pig. That's what they're saying. You call your wife a swine. Swine. You don't have the decency to call your wife by her name.
Hey, who are him? Who are him? Who are him? I mean, everywhere. Hey, who are him?
Bloody fool. Hey. Yeah, the fool is the bloody one. Bloody fool. Kato Shaka Batosi. Look, I tell you, and there are some tribes in Ghana. There are tribes. They know how to insult, quarrel and insult. I think I'm at home. I'm at home. I say there are some tribes. Hey, when they say...
Shikwani, wanani.
Hey, there are some tribes when they come, when themselves arrive, they say all sorts of things. May God deliver you from people like that. They are shouted, amen. And if you are not married, be careful. You see, when a person is treating you nice, so wait a little bit. See how she treats her brothers. When you marry, that's how she's going to treat you, I tell you. See how he relates to his sisters. That's how he's going to relate to you. Don't be impressed. But hello. Hey, John, I like you. Hey, O'Malley, you're lying. There's something else there. I tell you. I'm preaching. Reverend Louise, your wife is a gun, but she's disloyal to her people because she's too nice. What a shock. Are you there or go home? Are you there or go home? Whether you are gun, Ewe, Fanti, Hausa, may your behavior be controlled by the Holy Spirit. A Fanti, Fanti's to wear. Hey, what shall who bum? Why you come with them? Do you understand? When you start, it gets into your bones. They can insult very well. Hey. With tutors. Okay, be a party. Please sit down. Anyway, let's get serious. I'm ending. I told you that a short message, and we are close. All I'm saying is that let your behavior be controlled by the Holy Spirit. Be a Christian in your marriage. Be a Christian at home. Be a Christian in your language. Bible says, let your language be seasoned with salt, so that those who hear you will be encouraged. Amen. Let your language be seasoned. Let it be salt in your language. Amen. I said amen. Are we still here? So, Bible tells us that this man was so angry, he began to insult. All David did was to say that, listen, we are with your shepherds. We have so many, you have a lot of sheep. And as we are with your shepherds, we look after them. Nobody stole even one sheep. We protected your sheep because where you were in the wilderness, there were wild animals. But David said, me and my people, we defend. We don't know you, but we try and defend. We've been good to you. So all we are asking is that in this good day of celebration, would you also help us a little bit? It doesn't call for insult. If you can't help, say, I will not help. But don't add insult to it. Can I have an amen? That's how it is. Now look at it. The man began to insult. And Bob said, should I take my bread? The man, that's what I'm saying. And what and meat and give it to this outlaws. You know what an outlaw is? A useless man. One advice I can give you this morning. Don't look down on anybody. No matter how high God exalts you, do not look down on anybody. Hold your neighbor's ear and put it here and say, this is a good piece of advice. Please hold it here and tell him, it's a good piece of advice. I said, put it here. Don't be afraid. Pull it. Good piece of advice. Don't look down on anybody. Even your house help, don't look down on her. Your houseboy, don't look down on him. I'm preaching. Some people don't treat their house helps well. They don't treat them well. I'm telling you. A house help is not a slave. Maybe BBC, not your house help. BB, something didn't go well. That's why he's doing what doesn't mean that he's a useless person. Am I talking to anybody here? No, it doesn't mean he's a useless person. I said, I'm preaching. Don't insult herself and kick them and throw their food on the floor. They are not dogs. They are human beings. They are human beings. Amen. Don't starve them because of something wrong they have done. Because your house didn't clean the floor well, you will eat for the whole day. Look, don't use food as a punishment. Don't use food. I'm preaching. And especially to the ladies. Ladies. My name is E.H. Saki. I'm preaching to you. I'm preaching to you. Ladies. Lady, am I covered? I'm covered. I'm telling you. Thank you. But your pastor is following me. I feel covered. Yeah. No, so some ladies don't treat ourselves well at all. At all. Up to 2 p.m., they have not eaten breakfast. They are washing, they are mopping, they are sweeping. Hey, 3 o'clock, when you can tell me, you are insulting. I mean, why? Why do you insult a human being like that? Have you catched a human being before? Name him Tantan. Do you understand what name Tantan? What nonsense is that? I'm preaching. If you don't like what I'm saying, it means that something is doing you. Something, the medicine is working in your life. Yeah. Sir, do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm telling that some, you see, I said it's because of some of these households. You, if you're in a village, you haven't, it's there. Perm, your head that you are perm, that makes you look nice, so. But if you don't have money, your hair will be like the other. The makeup is what making us see. We don't see how ugly you are because of the makeup. That's why you can't see it. You are looking at me. I said the makeup, that's why you can't see that you are ugly. The makeup is working. If you wash your face, say, hey! Are you the madam or you are the house help? Who are you? Who are you? I'm preaching. I'm dialing your number. Pick the phone and answer the call. I'm booming the message. Look, I thought I'm not preaching. I'm ending the service. Short A, whatever. We didn't start service early, isn't it? Yeah. No. All of you madams. All of you madams sitting in front here, madams. Madams, are you there? Madams here. All the madams sitting in front. Yes, madams. Yes, madam. When you tantang. I mean, I don't like that insult. What are you saying tantang? Do you understand tantang? It's worse than the word ugly. Madam, are you there? Yes, madam. Yes, madam. What is it? When your house helps you, you know, they run away. Hey, the tigress has come. Why should it be? Okay, that's not the message now. Sit down. It's just a side, but important message. It's an important message right there. Look, I'm telling you. All these type of people travel abroad. You know, people are racist and so on. Your own house, you are worse than a racist. Your own house. You go abroad and say, oh, the white people, they look on the black. In your own little house, you look down on others. Yeah. Everything about you and your children. But your children, your life goes, life is bigger than you and your children. You must include others into the scope of children. Don't limit your children to only your biological children. The others who don't have their fathers, not because of their faults. We don't have them, not because of what they did. Maybe their father died, mother died. Maybe they were just born out of wedlock and life has been so hard. It's not your fault that they don't have the father that your children have. So open your arms and welcome them. And let them be part of the family. And do what you can do for them. I'm preaching. Life has twists and turns. I said, life has twists and turns. So when somebody's twist doesn't go well, don't step on him.
help him up. Because at that time, he slipped and fell. Something didn't go well. That is why she is down there. Don't step on her and kick her into the gutter. Hold her up and help her and let her out. God will bless you. One day, your son, your daughter will need somebody else's help. I tell you. One day, your child will need somebody's involvement. My children traveled, went to school and all that. I'm blessed that people took over and said, I'll look after your son. I'll look after them. I'll give them a place to stay. I mean, people, listen, that's how life is so. You cannot, all of us, and especially in Africa, we don't have a limited family of my father and mother, aunties, uncles, grandmother, all of us are part. You know, when you're born into a home, it's like everybody is your father, everybody is your mother. And that's how it is in our society. And that's how you must welcome other people. When you come to church, don't think that you are better than the one sitting by you. Maybe the one sitting by you was picked up on the road and is smelling a little bit. But maybe your spiritual, you are smelling more than him. Unless you are smelling more than that person spiritually. Again, physically, he's a little dirty. But spiritually, you may be dirtier than the person sitting by. What a word I'm preaching. What a word I'm preaching. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Are we still there? Are we still here? Let's carry on. Put the scripture up again. Yeah. Clap your hands for the Lord. Clap your hands for the Lord. Mr. Essien, is your wife here? She's here. Is she hearing the word? I hope she's hearing. Tell her, I can't see her, tell her that if you have a house help, it's a blessing. You don't. You need one day. Yeah. They have a boy helping you. Anybody at all. Treat him like a human being. That's all I'm asking. He's not a dog. He's not a cow. It's not a goat. He's a human being. They did a naming ceremony for him, just like they did for your children. Just that life didn't go on the way they expected. Or maybe even sometimes their own stubborn and rebellion made them fall out. But still, you can help. You can be a help to them and a blessing to them. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. All right. Next verse. Let's go on. So David's young man returned and told him what Nabal had said. Get your swords. That's David himself arrived. So is that what the guy is saying to us? Is that what he's calling us outlaws? He's calling us this son of Jesse. Who does he think he is? He's just insulting and looking down and on us and blasting us. Listen, David said, get your swords, was David's reply, as he strapped on his own. Then 400 men started off with David, and 200 remained behind to guard the equipment. They're charging for Nabal's house. Are you there? Anyway, so I just want to, now when we read on the story, we don't have much time, when we read the whole story, David was very angry with the insult and the attitude and the prideful behavior of this man. The name Nabal actually means a fool. That's the name, that's Nabal. Nabal means a fool. Anybody who is full of himself is actually a fool. Have I mentioned your name? Why are you looking at me? That have I mentioned your name? Say me. Hey, no man can talk to me. Hey. Now bad behavior is working in your life. Who do you think you are? The spirit of Nabal is working in your life. Pride is equal to foolishness. Tell your neighbor, pride is equal to foolishness. You think that you are great. God can make you small. You know, you see that you are nothing. Sometimes, I remember one day, I was preaching somewhere far away, and I was preaching good, like I always do. I was preaching, and I felt some feeling of great guy on a stage, in a stadium somewhere in South America. Stadium was 6 feet tall. I was preaching and jumping. You're looking at, and I felt that this guy is a great preacher. Before I realized, I tripped over the monitor and came and fell down, boom, from the stage, down like that. The man of God had fallen. And then about 3 ushers came to me. So, please, Bishop, Obispo, are you okay? I said, the devil is a liar. It's not the devil, oh. My own pride brought me down. Pride goeth before a fall. I fell when when I got up, I tell you, my hair. You know how it's in Ghana, my hair. Said, I came up. When I got this, I said, the devil is a liar. But I tell you, my hair was paining me seriously. When I finished the whole preaching, we sat in the car, and then my host was driving me to a hotel. Nobody said one word in the car. The car was quiet. Quiet. When we got to the hotel, the man said, have a good night. I told him, I said, go with you. But he didn't hear that part, I tell you. When I went to my room, I was very angry with God. Me, I come to preach. Look at how you have disgraced me. You see, God, that's why people don't want to serve you. Look at what you are doing. But you know, it's not God, it's me. I tell you. One day I was praying for somebody in Kenya. Come, Reverend Isaac. I pray for everybody in the church. When I finished praying, then the pastor said, please, Bishop, pray for me also. Come. And I laid hands on him, and he fell on the first. The pastor fell. Where's my towel? Where's my towel? Give it to me. I felt very anointed. So instead of just going away, I wanted more soul. I said, receive it now. 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 I pray for him for about 2 minutes, 3 minutes. They're all watching. When I finished praying for him, and then I went back to my hotel, I realized that my trousers, it was torn from here all the way. I said, receive it now. Receive it now. Receive. Hey! Pride goes before a fall. I tell you, hey, receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. All the time. It was not a simple tear. From the top all the way down was torn like that. That's why I wear jeans. Jeans cannot tear these days, I tell you. I know things, I tell you. Hey, I was very, very, very angry. I said, God, you see, I've done it again. You see, that's why, look at how you have treated me. I'm saying to everybody that whoever you are, Bible says, what have we that we do not receive? And who makes you different from another? The job you have, the beauty you have, the education you have, the intelligence you have, it is from God. Amen. Everything you have is from God. So be grateful to God, be humble in your spirit, and be thankful all the time. Say amen, somebody. Are you still here? So the Bible says, David took, he said, let's go and finish them. But when David got to the house, the long and short of the story, when he got to the house, the Bible says, Abigail, that is Nabal's wife, she met David. And he said, David, don't bother about my husband. He's a fool. That was another type of wife. He said, look at it. Look at what Abigail said. Let not my Lord, I pray thee, regard this man of Belial, even Nabal. For as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and folly is with him. Hey, the NLT, so they can understand. I know Nabal is a wicked and ill-tempered man. Please, don't pay any attention to him. He is a fool, just as his name suggests. What a wife, what a wife, what a wife, what a wife. Amen? But I never even saw the young man. That is Abigail. Abigail pleaded with David. Don't let my husband's misbehavior make you do something wrong. Amen. The fact that my husband has insulted your people and not helped you doesn't mean you should also retaliate. Retaliation, nobody else should ever retaliate to anything that is done to you. Bible says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Somebody shout amen. Retaliation will never pay and will never end you well. I'm telling you, if you ask for your pound of flesh, you have it, but without blood. If you can have without blood, you can have it. So I'm saying that nobody here should ever take things that the way that she has insulted me, I'm going to talk to her, I'm going to show him my peace, I'm going to show her my I'm going to show her power lies, I'm going to tell her my peace of mind. You know, she said about me, are you sure? Me, she'll see today, if she comes home, listen, leave the things to God. I said, leave things to God. Don't retaliate for things that have been done against you. This is also a very important message. Can I have an amen? Because what happens is that it goes in cycle. You offend him, he retaliates. You also feel that no, he has gone beyond this. And you also, before you have tore yourselves up into pieces. Retaliation is an evil word. What a word I'm preaching. Hold your neighbor's ear and tell your neighbor, never retaliate, never retaliate. Amen. Don't live your life to prove a point to anybody. Should I say it again? Are you guys tired? Are you tired of the preaching? I said, live your life to prove a point to anybody. I will believe. You see that shame on him. Hey, let my enemies live long to see what I'll be in future. Hey, live your life and enjoy the blessing of God. Don't live your life to prove the point to anybody. To anybody. Amen. Don't live a life of retaliatory life. Fire for fire. Fire for fire. Bible says, do good to your enemies. It should be rather like you are heaping heaps of coal on their heads. What a word. So David didn't retaliate. And the blessing, the next point I just want to make before I finish is that David told Abigail, blessed be thine advice. Put that scripture there. It's a scripture that nobody should ever forget. King James. Verse what? 33. And blessed be thy advice. This is David, a king, or supposed to be, he was a captain, not a king yet. He was a ruler of many people, leading many people. And a young girl was able to advise him. And David said, blessed be thy advice. Who can advise you? Who can talk to you? God will use ordinary people to admit. May you listen to maybe someone who listens to advice. Oh, I don't know why you didn't say amen. As I'm preaching right now, I'm telling you, treat people well. I'm telling you, don't retaliate. You must say, Bishop, blessed be thy advice. Somebody say, Bishop, blessed be thy advice. Amen. Priest, are you with me? You must say that. It's a good advice. Don't say, it's a man. That's why he's saying this. Don't talk like that. Rather say, blessed be thy advice. That is what David said. He was about to revenge. He was about to pay back. He was about to retaliate. And Abigail said, don't do it. May you be advisable. Once again, hold your neighbor's ear and pull the ear. And Angela, I think that you want to retaliate something. That's why I put the ear very, your husband's ear very hard. Don't worry, this one in church, so you can pull it. Pull and say, please, be advisable, okay? Be advisable. Hallelujah. Blessed be thy advice. Amen. Blessed be thy advice. You advised me to stop this relationship, and I stopped it. You advised me to pay my tithe, and I did it. You advised me not to go, and I did it. Blessed be thy advice. What a word. What a word. It's not only the bishop who can advise you. Your little people around must also be able to advise you. I'm able to advise you. So if you nobody can talk to you, I say the person is bigger than you. Or older than you. I don't want to go to a church that I'm younger than.
Have you heard that rubbish before? Why do you go to a doctor who is younger than you and say, lie down, open your legs? You do all that. It doesn't occur to you that the doctor is younger than you. When it comes to church, say, I don't go to church. The pastor is younger than me. I don't. Hey! I'm preaching. Blessed be thy advice. David, do you understand? When your mother talks, you don't say, this woman, they talk too much. Don't talk like that. Don't even think that. Don't let it occur to you. Ladies, they like talking. Mommy, she likes talking too much. Every day. No. You are saying, mommy, blessed be thy advice. Blessed be. That's what you must. You must think it and say it. Tell her now. Clap your hands for the Lord. These old ladies, these people, they talk too much. Every day they are talking. Every day they are talking. No. It is your salvation. That advice, all the young people, are you hearing what I'm saying? Young people who cannot be talked to. That's why people's life gets spoiled. Because at this stage in your life, your neck is very pliable, easy. But the Bible says, he that stiffness his neck. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 1. He that stiffens his neck and cannot be corrected, or one day have his neck broken and yet without remedy. Look at it. He that being often reproved hardens his neck shall suddenly be destroyed and yet without remedy. New Living Translation. I like it. Look at it. Beautiful scripture. Whoever stubbornly refuses to accept criticism will suddenly be destroyed beyond recovery. They say, sit down and learn. You are not learning. You are watching videos on your phone. Young boy, sit down and learn. Put it off. Your parents are not trying to clamp on your entertainment. They are looking at your future. But if you do, you stubbornly refuse, it may be too late one day. Clap your hands for the Lord. Amen. And finally, we see how Nabal was destroyed. He was destroyed. In verse 36 and 37, the Bible says, it's a New Living Translation so we can get it better. When Abigail arrived home, she found that Nabal was throwing a big party. The person who doesn't want to help David, don't want to give a dime to David. He was throwing a party and was celebrating like a king. He was very drunk, so she didn't tell him anything about her meeting with David until dawn the next day. Now in the next verse, Bible says, in the morning, when Nabal was sober, his wife told him what had happened. As a result, he had a stroke and he lay paralyzed on his bed like a stone. That was the end of Nabal. His heart died within him. That's a stroke. And he never recovered. He died. Listen, today is a good day. I've come to you in a good day. I've come to you at a time to tell you that as a church, look at how beautiful our church is. How many of you think that this church is beautiful? How many of you think that the pillars are beautiful? How many of you think that the ceiling is beautiful, the light? Hey, turn on all the lights so they will see how beautiful the church is. Turn on all the lights. All the lights. Wow. Turn them on. Yeah, beautiful. All the lights, turn them on. Is it not beautiful? Is our stage not beautiful? It has our speakers not beautiful? The chair you are sitting on, is it not beautiful? What else can you ask for? Efo, what else can we ask from God? It's your look at what it says. Say.
The pastor is beautiful.
I didn't say it. He said that your pastor is also a nice guy. Come on, give the Lord a shout. We can't get it better than this. You can't get it better than the pastor God has given you. Hey, Lord, make me humble. I don't want my trousers to get on. Anyway, But I'm saying that we, by all standards, we are blessed. By all standards, look at the one you are sitting by. You can smile with. Smile with your neighbor. A nice person, got a, oh, please smile with her. Smile with somebody nice. You're always sitting together. You didn't know each other from Adam, but you have become friends. As you've been together, as you flow together, you get build a relationship. Somebody you can call. Charlie, I didn't see you in church today. How be? Oh, I was not well. Oh, I was coming, my car broke down. Oh, that's so. I see you driving a new car. You're good at giving us friends. It's a blessing. I said, this is a blessing. So, for all these blessings, I've come to you today in a good day to ask you to help with Healing Jesus Crusade. That's all I'm saying now. I'm asking you. Eh? I think Jane is worried. I'm looking at her handbag. She's worried. And she knows I'm coming there. What a shock. Look at all the ladies in front. All the ladies in front, please, with due respect, can you lift your handbag? I want to see your handbag. All the ladies. If you don't lift it, I'll lift it myself. Please stand up and hold your handbag. All the ladies in front. Get the front. Lift it high so we can see. Look at it. Look at this one. Designer handbag. This one, I don't know. It's like Makola. This one, red. Lift it up. Let's see. Beautiful red and black. This is brown and black. I'm coming there too, please. Hey, look at this one. What's the name? Ted Baker. Do you know Ted Baker? He's from Kumasi. Look at you. Ted Baker is my friend. He was my classmate in school. Anyway, just by the way. Ted Baker handbag. And this one is what? You don't know. You know there's a name. Mrs. No Name. But it's there. Look at this one. Look at this one. What? Kato Shaka Bato Satata. Hey, Susan. Hey. This is Yasantwa. Hey, never bring me a Drupal. I don't know what is inside this bag. Hey, where's your bag now? Aldo, you know Aldo? Aldo is he plays Accra Hearts of Oak, Aldo. Aldo bag. Hey, Auntie B, you're in China.
Singapore.
Singapore bag. Singapore. Wow, pure leather. Look at them. So if I'm asking you to give 1,000 CDs, 500 CDs, 100, am I asking too much? If I ask from this pure leather, if I ask Auntie B, can you give 100 CDs to Healing Jesus? Auntie B, not too much. Look at this bag. If you even go and auction this bag. Repani bag. Repani. That's the name of the bag. I want to come to the lady. She knows I'm coming to her. Eh? She owns a boutique. Let me see your bag now. I'm coming to you. Round bag. Have you seen some before? Hey!
But I have never seen some in my eyes. It's not with my eyes. In my eyes, I've never seen some, Bishop.
What? Hey! Kadesh, we are blessed, though. We are blessed. So, do you not think that there will be more than 100 CDs in this bag? This bag, if you don't have 100 CDs, we will seize the bag and sell it. If we sell this bag, we can easily buy a car with the bag, I tell you. Home use car. What? Hey! Kato Shaka Bato Seta.
I receive it.
So now, if I ask you for 100, am I asking too much? Is it too much? 500, 1,000. Hey, look at you. I love you at your mother. What a shock. No, I'm telling you. So nobody here has the right to say that They like them like money too much. They check they like money too much. If you say that, you are a Nabal. I made a point. That's what this bag there is saying. This one is for Kumasi Market. Kumasi Market, I tell you. When you went to school, then you bought it. No, I'm serious. I'm ending now. I said, nobody had a right to say that in this church, we lack money too much. You know that it's not true. You know there are places where they are, but here in this church, in this ministry, we have done so much with so little. And today I'm coming to you in a good day to ask you to support Healing Jesus Crusade. That's all. I'm asking you to be a partner of Healing Jesus Crusade. That is it. That's what I'm asking you. People give 10 cities a month, 20 a month, 50 a month. You can be part of it. You can be a Ben MP partner. You have someone say, listen, Bishop, for what God has done in my life, for God's mercies, for God's help, for God's goodness, I would like to contribute 10 cities, 20 every month. You can do it. 50, 100 every month. You can do it. Don't say that, this is on. Look at the phone that you have. Dr. Ernesto, I've come to you in a good day. In a good day. Don't say, if I knew that, this year, I wouldn't have come. You are speaking like a Nabal. I've come to you in a good day. Would you say yes to God? Would you say yes to God? I'm going to do two things. Number one, I'm going to ask everybody to take an envelope. So if you put something micro in your envelope, something miserable in your envelope, you can open the envelope and add an offering. Say, Lord, for what your message taught us, they're asking us to support Healing Jesus. I'd like to give an extra and do it. And do it. God will bless you. Can I have an amen? Take out your envelope. That's the first thing I'm going to do now. Take it out now. If you didn't have an envelope, can I have some envelopes? Can I have some envelopes? Maybe some of you would like to give 1,000. Is there anybody here? You have your envelope. You want to give 1,000 for Healing Jesus. Is there anybody who can give that amount of money? 1,000 cedis. I'm asking you. If you have your envelope, just come for the envelope as an encouragement also. You want to say, I want to give 1,000 cedis for Healing Jesus. Ashes, I don't know why you are. Just come for this envelope. This is 1,000 cedis specially for Healing Jesus. Can anybody come for my envelope? Just come. Come for my envelope quickly. Just rise up and come. You want to say, I want to give 1,000. Thank you, Reverend Louise. Who else can come? Who else can rise up and come? Rise up and come. It's a blessing. God bless you. God bless you, brother. Anybody else? Once I want to give. I want to give 1,000 cedis for Healing Jesus Crusade. For evangelism. Nabal died because he did not think about others. He was having his party, happy with himself. That was the end. Some people sitting here can give 500 cedis. You want to give that amount, you can also come and take my envelope. Wow, God bless you. You followed me for a long journey. God bless you, sir. Yeah. You have a good job. God bless you. Just go to Guinea and so on. You just came back moving around all West Africa. All the banks in West Africa under you. You're a small man. So if I ask you to give, I'm not asking too much. Anybody else? You're going to give 5. I'm sure if you don't have an envelope, take an envelope this morning and say, I want to give a very special offering. And lift up the envelope. Let's pray. Lift up the envelope. Is anybody, if you're sitting there and you can give 100. You can give 50 cedis. Come for my envelope also. Come for my envelope. You want to give. Come. You don't have an envelope yet. But if you have an envelope, lift up the envelope. Lift the envelope up. Lift it up high. I'm waiting. Only the front people have. At the back, nobody has envelope at all. Lift the envelope up. This is not the regular. This is a special Healing Jesus offering that we are taking before we take our regular offering, tithe offering. Please lift it up high. Lift your envelope up high. I'm waiting. Perdita, nobody has an envelope there. Pen. Mobile money. You are giving my mobile money. Put the number on. Mobile money. All of you. Anybody who wants to support, Is there any young boy, young girl here who can support? Lift it up high. Father, I ask you that your people, Lord, you sent us here this morning to come in a good day and ask your people to support. I pray that you bless your children and be gracious to us as you support Healing Jesus campaign today. Bless us and help us. Anybody who is giving 20, 30, 100, 50, 200, 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, any amount they are giving, may you look on and bless and honor them. Thank you, Father, for your blessings and for your favor. In Jesus' name, amen. Please bring the envelopes to me. Just bring them. Bring those envelopes to me. Come quickly. I want to receive them with my hands. As I take them, God is placing... Just stand behind me quickly. Chief, just stand behind me. God bless you. As I take them with my hands, that's what we call divine exchange. God is placing something else in your... So I need another usher behind me. I'm receiving these gifts on behalf of Healing Jesus Chief. May God bless you. May God honor you. May God be gracious to you as I take this from your hands. May God place inside of your hand something bigger than you can imagine. May God favor your cause. May God help you. May God be gracious to you. These are divine hand, divine blessings, divine exchange. Divine exchange. I need some ashes. Divine exchange. It has a few minutes to be over. I'm taking them. God said I should take these envelopes in my hands. Chief. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the blessing. Look, everybody's envelope shall be received. And God is placing something else. Somebody is receiving a car as I receive this envelope. Somebody is receiving a good husband. In the name of Jesus. Somebody is receiving supernatural breakthroughs. Somebody is receiving a land, a plot of land. Your house is being built. In the name of Jesus, may God bless you. May God help you. May God be gracious to you. In the name of Jesus, may God bless every hand I'm receiving. I'm shaking your hand in a way, and I'm speaking as the prophet of God. May God do for you what you can never do for yourself. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, bless your children. If you don't have an envelope, take an envelope. Put it in an envelope for Healing Jesus. For Healing Jesus. Lord, I pray everybody who has walked to the frontier come with an envelope in their hands. Do for them what they can never do for themselves. Let their blessings overflow. Let their blessings overflow. Give them what money cannot buy. Deliver them from accidents, strange diseases, demonic attacks. In the name of Jesus. I bless you. I bless you. I bless your giving. I bless your giving. I bless your seed of faith. I bless your seed of faith. I bless your seed of faith. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Be blessed. You will not lack any good thing. God will pay your school fees for you. God will give you money that you will be surprised. God will honor you as you support his work. You support evangelism. You support soul winning. You support the work of ministry. May you be blessed. May you go higher. May you go forward. May you never lack any good thing. May God extend his favor on your life. May your life be extended. May your days be extended. May your years be extended. You will not die before your time. In the name of Jesus, you will not become a tenant the rest of your life. You will be a landlord. You own your house. You own your building. God will help you. God will favor you. God will establish his purpose in your life. Be blessed as you give. Be blessed as you give. You are not giving for somebody's ostentatious lifestyle. You are giving to support evangelism. Support the work of ministry. It's a good day. It's a good day. I receive these gifts on behalf of Jesus Christ. I receive these gifts on behalf of Bishop Dayuan Mills. I say, may you be blessed. May you be blessed. May you walk up a place where you never walk before. May you sit on planes. May you travel frequently. May God open doors for you. Heavenly doors. Supernatural doors. You will do well. You will go for it. You will become bigger than you can imagine. In the name of Jesus. Be blessed. Be blessed. Students are being blessed. Students are being promoted. Some of the students, you build a house before you finish school. In the name of Jesus. Your money is locked up. God will release that money for you. You're blessed. Your money is locked up somewhere. I release it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for your blessing. Why don't you clap your hands for the Lord, everybody? Hallelujah. Any hand I received a gift from, God has placed a gift into your hands. A bigger gift into your hands. Something mega into your life. May you walk with the blessing of God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Shout your loudest amen. And clap your hands for the Lord. Now the last I'm going to do now. I'm going to ask you to be a partner. You have been coming to church. You have heard us say this. But you don't give regularly towards healing Jesus. You can give every month 10, 20, 30, 40, 100, 200 cedis every month. Every month. Some people are partner, but some of you here, you are not yet Ben MP. That is beautiful, exciting, nice, mood-changing partner. But you can be from today. If you are sitting here, you want to say, Bishop, I want to be a partner. I want to support healing Jesus with this amount of money, either 10 or 20 or 50 or 100 or 200 or 1,000. Just lift your hands up. They will bring a form to you. Lift your hands up. Just feel I see a hand over here. Just lift your hands. Everybody ought to be. You cannot be in this church as I'm your pastor. I see a hand at the end. Over there. Lift your hand and look. Even students, all of you students and pupils, don't you give your daughters money? Can they not be partners? They can be. They can't give 10 cedis a month. Abba. They can do it, cry. So all of you there, all of you young people, yes, be partners of Efua. Be a partner. Be a partner. Fill the form. And then you will give it, put it in the offering bag before we close. And believe that God is going to bless you. Shout amen. Shout your loudest amen. It's a good day. Say it's a good day. Come on, I didn't hear you. Say it's a good day. Amen. That's how far God has brought us. And I believe that God's mercies will keep us together. Let's stand to our feet. Everybody stand to your feet now. We are closing. No talking. Close your eyes with me. All of you to my extreme left. Please keep quiet now. We are ending the service right now. Get close your eyes. I didn't say thirsty, I said hungry. Close your eyes, please. Everybody, close your eyes. Every one of us here, close your eyes. Father, as we end this survey this morning, I pray that you be gracious to us. I pray that you be kind to us. I pray that for everybody that came to church today, you have your way in our lives. Now, as every head is bowed and every eye closed, we want to say, Bishop, I need Jesus in my life. We want to say, Bishop, today, this Sunday afternoon, I want my name to be written in heaven. If you're standing in this service, you're standing here today, and you are not born again. You are not yet born again. You have not given your heart to Jesus yet. You are not sure your name is in the book of life. I'd like to pray for you now. So if you are standing in the congregation, when they say, Bishop Saki, today, I want Jesus to come into my heart. Lift up your right hand now, and I shall pray for you. Lift it up high. I see your hands. Lift it high, 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 high. High above your head. Beautiful. So many of you, lift it up high. All I want to do now is to pray for you before we close. Lift your right hand up high. Father, thank you for every hand that has lifted. I pray that today you be the Lord of their lives. If you have lifted your hand up, I'll kindly ask you to come to me in the front here. Just come now. Come quickly.
Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away.
Now say this prayer with me. The whole church, join us. Say with me, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
This Sunday morning. I give my heart to you.
I give my heart to you.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Be my Savior.
Be my Savior.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
I promise. To serve you.
To serve you.
All the days of my life.
All the days of my life.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
For receiving me.
For receiving me.
From today.
From today.
I'm a brand new person.
I'm a brand new person.
From today.
From today.
I'm a child of God.
I'm a child of God.
I will serve Jesus.
I will serve Jesus.
The rest of my life. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Fantastic. Clap your hands for this. Young people, bless God for their lives. I'm very excited that you give your life to Christ at this age. Now, I want all of you to go with our pastors here. Can you go this way? Go to follow them. Clap your hands for them as they go.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day,
oh, happy day,
when Jesus washed,
when Jesus washed,
oh, when he washed,
when Jesus washed,
you may be seated,
he washed,
when Jesus washed,
he washed my sins away.
Oh, happy day,
oh, happy day,
amen. Amen.